Yeah, look, I think it was a really promising start. It's obviously good to get a win on the board, first and foremost, but I don't think we're getting carried away or anything. It's one win, and you know, it's like a mini playoff series. We'll be playing them again Friday, so yeah, it'll be another spiteful game, I think. Yeah, it's always a bit different. You try to replicate as much as possible in practice. Games are always slightly different, but pretty good. Sore as normal, but I think everyone's pretty sore, and if you're not sore, you're probably doing something wrong. So, yeah, pulled that right though. Look, the quarantine, I mean, sure it was quarantine, but we still got exemptions to practice. We had a couple of days off at the start waiting for that exemption to come through, which is, I didn't mind. But, you know, we're practicing as normal. It really, apart from home life, nothing really changed here. We had access to the gym at the back, and we, if anything, we got to practice more. So, you know, I don't think in terms of preparation it affected us greatly. Yeah, look, obviously there's state government rules in different states, but in terms of NBL, there's different rules 10 days out from a game, and then tighter rules 3 days out from a game. So obviously we're outside the three-day window right now, but we're in the 10-day window. So come Tuesday at 6:35, we revert to the three-day, and it's kind of simple stuff, not allowed outside the house too much, wear a mask, social distancing, stuff like that, even in a state like this. We're pretty fortunate, you know, with lack of COVID right now, but... we've kind of got to stay vigilant.
You're permanently in 10 days to stay out of the game during the season, and you're pretty much permanently in it's like 1 day again. You play Sunday to Friday, you only get 1.5 days out overall.
Yeah, look, with the season and the scheduling, the way it's going, we'll be, I suspect, in the three-day window a lot of the time. But, you know, that's just kind of the world we live in right now.
Does it impact your life much, or does it impact your
family much? Yeah, I mean, for me, I've got obviously three kids, and so it affects... somewhat. The 10-day window is still not loose, but it's you know, you can kind of get on with life fairly normal. The 3-day window is a bit more restrictive, but you know, the kids at school, and I guess the wife takes a bit more of the brunt of the domestic duties.
So can you take any park or play if you have, or a play center or anything like that?
The 3-day window, it's yeah, much more restrictive. 10-day window, you know, you're allowed parks and zoos and outside and stuff like that. You can eat at a restaurant as long as you're outside and socially distanced and stuff like that. So you just got to be careful. But, you know, it's for the strength of the league. And as I said, other states perhaps aren't so fortunate in terms of COVID outbreaks.
So, yes, that, like, I guess everyone was new to the squad, sort of adapted to the particular movie. How do you see his game and how the squad sort of adapted to the new dynamic?
I thought Moody was great. I thought we had a lot of guys as well who just did their role. Didn't need to do any more than that. I thought Bairstow came off the bench and provided a spark. Didn't get on in the first half and came off in the third quarter and just did what needed to be done. A lot of guys like that and kind of cameos. Obviously, he did Bryce things. But, you know, we've had a long pre-season. Haven't had too many pre-season games, but long pre-season has probably helped us in getting those new guys adjusted. Yeah, I mean, it was promising. You know, the game was in the balance for a lot of the game. It was only kind of the last 2-3 minutes that you were pulled away, but it was still a 1-2-possession game. So, as I said, to grind out that win was promising. But as I said, it's one win, and you know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. We're playing again Friday, and it'll be another tough one.
Of what,
sorry, I missed the start.
Mooney?
Oh, Mooney.
Yeah, Mooney, yeah.
I think I heard a quote from Trev the other day that he'll be surprised if he doesn't get a double-double most games. And, you know, that's what he did in college, and I suspect that's what he'll do here. He's got a knack for rebounding, savvy and talented on the offensive end too. Quick hands, quick second jump. You saw that with the three-point dunk. But, yeah, I think he'll surprise a lot of people. Yeah, great story. Local kid, gifted athlete, I thought he slotted in well, and that was his first career start, I think. So I thought he slotted in real well. Got a few boards, adjusted a few shots, a few steals, got a nice little dunk in transition, you know, and was guarding Mitch Creek, who's one of the, I guess, the elite kind of foremen in the competition. I thought he did a great job. Yeah, it doesn't really matter too much to me. Yeah, whatever needs to be done, I'll try to do it. Whatever Trev needs, I'm happy to do it.
What is the week like training-wise for you, given such a five-hole game, such a short break, you've been away for a while? You know, one hard session before the weekend's
game. Yeah, look, so we obviously watched some film of the game just then. We'll have a reasonably light one today, and some of the guys that didn't play too much will probably get after it a bit. Tomorrow we'll have a break, and then Wednesday and Thursday ramp up for Friday, and then, yeah, see what happens.
Just given the milestone weekend, Friday night, you were equal, maybe by hoping, and fourth on the all-time list of games, and then 350th on Sunday. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, big weight, they told me the other week. You kind of lose track of those things, but, yeah, as I said, everyone kind of asked me that, and, you know, you think 10 years ago when I first got here, you don't think about those things, and it's a huge honour. You look at those names around the club, kind of legends, and to be able to equal that, especially with a guy like Vlahov, yeah, pretty humbling.
What is home more, the number 350 or the fact that you joined him?
Oh, I don't know. I think he'd probably be pretty devastated and get 350, to be honest. Like, surely he could have just played one more. Yeah, look, I'm not sure. To be honest, I haven't thought about it much. You know, I know it's cliche, but we've got a game to prepare for on Friday, and kind of that's all I'm going with. Yeah, look, it is. Normally, you know, you may play a team and then you won't see him again for another 3-4 weeks, and that's kind of how it goes. I assume with this season, with the scheduling changes, this will happen quite a bit. You know, so as I said, it is like a bit of a playoff, and there'll probably be some tactical changes. The coaches will review the film and will probably change a bit. They'll probably change a bit, see something new. You can't go out there and expecting it'll be the same game, the same looks and the same tactics. So I'm sure there'll be a few tweaks.
Do you think teams with finals experience might benefit from that over the course of the season if you are going to be playing sort of 2-3 game series against the same team?
Yeah, I mean, you look around. I mean, you might say we have final experience, but you look out there and we've got 5 new guys. So it's all about finding your feet this year. Kind of last year, and that finals experience kind of means nothing to most of these guys. So, you know, we'll see. As I said, make some tweaks and hopefully we can adjust.
Thank you.